It's 57 degrees and sunny in Nashville. Good morning. I'm Nina Cardona. Here's the latest from WPLN News at 8:04. A federal judge is allowing Tennessee's congressional maps to go into effect. The ruling last night was issued in the case filed by a group including the Tennessee Democratic Party. It came less than 24 hours before the candidates are finalized. The judge did not give a written explanation with the ruling. Tennessee Democrats say this initial rejection doesn't mean they'll lose in the long run against a map they say is racist. Republicans have said they didn't take racial data into account. As of yesterday, there are now four lawsuits challenging the redistricting map. Tennessee students are among the top performers in the country for academic recovery after the pandemic. The annual education scorecard measures student growth in math and reading nationwide. The report combines state assessment data of third through eighth grade students with national data to show academic recovery trends. Tennessee ranked second out of 38 states in math improvement and ranked fourth out of 35 states in reading recovery. Some Tennessee school districts received special recognition for showing exceptional progress compared to other districts in the state. These include Johnson City and Putnam, White, and Murray County schools. The report credited Tennessee's gains in reading recovery to its early literacy initiatives and efforts to strengthen foundational literacy statewide. Tennessee's largest coal ash site could permanently pollute water near the Cumberland River. The Tennessee Valley Authority has proposed capping unlined storage sites for coal ash at the Cumberland Fossil Plant in Stewart County, about 60 miles northwest of Nashville. But WPLN's Caroline Eggers says the state ultimately has the authority on the plan.
Improper coal ash storage is dangerous for people and the environment. Coal ash contains substances that are cancer-causing, radioactive, and neurotoxic. The Cumberland coal ash site has unlined pits and ponds, and they're leaching heavy metals like arsenic, cobalt, and lithium into groundwater near the Cumberland River. This is coming from TVA's own monitoring data. Now, the utility wants to close those storage sites instead of paying for it to be moved into a lined landfill. The plan requires approval from the Tennessee Department of Environment and Conservation. TDEC is accepting comments from the public on the plan through tomorrow at 4:30 p.m. Caroline Eggers, WPLN News.
This is Nashville's local news and NPR station, 90.3 WPLN News. And you'll find more news anytime at WPLN.org.